Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Perek Hei, Mishnah Beis. Yayin Esach, we have Yayin Esach wine, Shenofal Al Gabi Anovim, that fell on grapes. Sagt der Mishnah, don't panic. Yedichen, wash them off with cold water, Vehin Mutarais, and they are mutter for use. Point being, that the wine was not absorbed, mamish, into the grapes, so just wash them off with cold water. That's if the grapes are whole. But, says the Mishnah, Vayter v'im hayu mivukais, if the skins of the grapes were cracked, and then yayin nesach fell on them, asuras they are aser, because now we have to worry that the wine seeped through the cracks into the grapes themselves. And for that wine, it doesn't help to wash, not if the wine went into the grapes. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Nofal al gabe te'enem, if Yayin Nesach wine fell onto fresh figs, el gabe tmarim, or on dates. Here, even if they're whole, even if there's no opening of the skins, it can't be washed off. See, figs are soft. The dates have little creases in them. The wine gets in over there. The washing is not going to help. So here the halach is as follows. Im yesh behen benoisen tam, when you're going to be learning Bez Hashem Yisbarach, you're a day, hilchas basa b'cholav, you're learning Masechtas Chulin, you're going to hear this word a lot, noisen tam. If there's enough wine to give a flavor, then usher, it's usher to eat them. If you're going to eat these dates or figs, you're going to say, taste wine over here. Well, that taste is going to usher these figs or dates. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Maisa, there was a story. Bevises ben Zainen by Beisus the son of Zainen, Shehevi Groigreis Bisvin, who brought dried figs on a ship. Then Ishtabra Chavish Le Yayin Esach, and a barrel of Yayin Esach wine broke Vinafel al Gabeyan and spilled on them. Now the wine didn't belong to Beisus, it belonged to an Ovid Kechavim that was also traveling on this ship. Veshoel Lachachamim. And he asked the Chachamim about his dried figs. Viturim. And they said it's mutter. How could that be? Aye, the flavor of the Nesach wine, lechari, could be tasted in the dried figs. And the answer is, wine and dried figs don't go together. If you eat dried figs, you're going to say, oh, there's wine in this. Ugh, wine doesn't belong here. On the other hand, with fresh figs, it's, ooh, schmack, taste the wine. And here the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush, again, a term that when you're going to be learning Masechtas Cholin and Yeridei, you'll be hearing this a lot. Noisein tam lipgam. Noisein tam lipgam means if the flavor doesn't enhance the food, it's something you don't want, then it's mutter. Of course, you have to know when, where, and how, but in many cases, it's mutter. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says something is missing in the Mishnah over here, as the Bat Tanura explains. The Mishnah should really read, even though the flavor of the wine that goes into figs or dates answers it, but if it's a nice and tam lipgam, like with dried figs, where it doesn't make it taste good, then it's mutter. And to back up that story, we have Maisa with Baisis ben Zainan. So like the Mishnah says, now this is the rule. Kol sheba hanosoi b'nois and tam. Any food that's usher, whose taste gives up geshmaka taste to the mixture. The person who eats it, like with the fresh dates or figs, says, ooh, the wine tastes good. Usser, that's usser. That causes the mixture to become usser. But kol she'ein behanase b'naisen tam, if it just doesn't mix, if in this you go, ugh, what's going on here? There's wine here? In other words, people won't enjoy the flavor, mutter, then the halacha is that it's mutter. Kigan, for example, chaymetz vinegar, Shenofel al gabi grisin, that's made of yayin esach, that fell into split beans. That's another example of a nois and tam lipgam. But the Bat Tanura explains only when they're hot. Vinegar into hot beans creates a bad taste. But if it fell into cold beans, no, then it's aser, because it gives it a good taste. Even if you heat up the beans afterwards, as long as the wine fell on it when it was cold, the Bat Tanura gives us a lot more details about the halacha if you want to go through it. And if you want to take out a Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Simen Kuf Gimel, you'll see that you have months and months of work over there to understand all the halachas of nois and tam lipgam and nois and tam lishvach, which every rav has to know. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, Perikei Mishnah Beis. Yayin Nesach that fell on grapes, just to rinse them off, but the grapes have to be whole. Now it's explained, in order for the grape to be whole, it has to be still connected to the eshkol, to like the cluster. Because once you pluck the grape off the stem, it automatically has a hole. But if it's still connected and it's whole, you just rinse them off and it's mutter. If they're cracked, or you took the stem out, so there's a hole at the bottom of the grape, it is aser even behana, because the yayin nesach seeps in, it does not come out through washing it. Then we learned that if yayin nesach falls on figs or dates, if it gives a tam, it's aser. That's even if it's whole. But if it gives a bad taste, let's say it fell on groigres, which is dried figs, then the din is it's mutter to eat. Indeed, the Mishnah told us there was a story by Baisus ben Zainin, who brought dried figs on a boat, and a barrel of wine that belonged to a Nevet Kechavim broke and spilled on it. That's called an Eisen Tam Lipgam. Dried figs don't taste better when wine goes on it. And therefore, Chazal said it was mutter, and that's the rule. If it gives a pleasant flavor, it's aser. If it doesn't give a pleasant flavor, rather it's a nois and tam lipgam, like vinegar and hot beans, and the halacha is that it's mutter.